I think writing music, especially in the context of a pop song, is a skill that can be learned and practiced. There are many musicians out there who don't know how to write the music they want to play. So they seek out others to write music for them so they don't have to learn how to do it. And then they proceed to play this music in the easiest way possible. They can't just put on a pre-recorded instrumental and be satisfied playing along to that in their room. And it doesn't take creativity to write a pop song or a rock song. Look at Jackson Brown. He has tons of hit songs. Would you consider them to be creative jams? No. He just knows how to put it all together. Let's even look at the creativity in a deathcore song. How vast could your creative vision possibly be if it must fit in such strict genre trappings? Our first song today is called Blow Softly. It's from my 2011 album, The Bottom. Before people started saying, "Okay, boomer," I wrote this song. It's for all the boomers who want to tell me what to do because it's what they did, and they have all the answers because everything has just worked out for them. So arrogant. They never had to suffer the indignities of the millennial punk, and I've had to soften many blows to my ego. So blow softly. The recording includes the drum session from my 26th birthday. I put an amp sim on the drum track, and I think it worked out kind of cool, keeping that kick drum from disappearing when played through everyone's stupid phone speaker. Part of why I wanted to start making tapes was because people couldn't play tapes through their laptop speakers. So in a tape, they'd be forced to hear the low frequencies. They'd be forced to hear more of the full song, if they chose to listen. Anyway, I like Blow Softly. I play the riff all the time. It was heavily inspired by the band Benton Falls, masters of the twinkly guitar sound. Our second jam today is called Wasting Fodder from the PJ Baby Tour CD. Someday in 2014, I opened a new legal pad and made a list of 60-something new genres of music that had never really been defined or actualized. And I recorded sets of songs for several of these genres. Most of those songs are still unreleased, but I have plans. One of those invented genres of mine is cold metal. You know there is cold wave? Well, I wanted to do cold metal. Looking back, I have a lot more ideas now of how cold metal could be more cold. This song was originally recorded, I think, in January 2015. Then I redid the guitars and vocals in 2016 from my tour CD. It was also on the Planet X Fest compilation in 2016, I think. The lyrics are about elves and ents and the romantic aspect added to the Hobbit film trilogy. It's also about the trouble that comes about when someone holds you responsible for their emotional well-being. Let's listen. Wasting Fodder. We'll be right back. I probably shouldn't have gone so long on the intro solo. I think I wanted to play more to the lurching groove of the drums. Maybe I'll fix it when I do my true cold metal release in 2022. Our third song today is called About Us, from 2002's The Desperate Attempt EP. This song was also on my first CD, Memories on Index Cards. I guess I thought the song was good enough to deserve a cleaner recording. The lyrics don't make a lot of sense. It doesn't really matter, I guess. The feelings were there. There was some kind of talent show at the church camp I went to in 2002. We all stayed at the dorms at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. The camp was called CIY. Anyway, I played this song at the talent show. My friend Josh Knott played the snare drum with me. I don't think we did very good playing the song, but at least we got to play for some people. Let's listen to it, by Super Famicom, About Us.
On top of this sand, sinking in. Days have passed, but you're still there. Wasted years spent with them now are gone. We're all we have left and here we belong. You're not mine, I'm not yours. No matter how much I want this, I'll lose it like before. You're not mine, I'm not yours. No matter how much I want this, I'll lose it like before. The soft feel of the tips of your hair. You've lost so much that you couldn't bear. All I can wonder is why. It feels so nice, but could be wrong. You're not mine, I'm not yours. No matter how much I want this, I'll lose it like before. You're not mine, I'm not yours. No matter how much I want this, I'll lose it like before. Maybe it's really all a mistake. Maybe we're really just a mistake. There was so much you wouldn't let me know. Why did I care so much? Maybe it's really just a mistake. Maybe it's really all a mistake. There was so much you wouldn't let me know. And you never cared.
Do you remember talking about black wood and death wood instead of black metal and death metal? If you don't remember, you can go back to episode 16 for a refresher. Either way, I had the concept of death wood on my heart when I recorded my 2010 album, The Diamond Rainbow. And this next song is called Death Wood. I recorded my keyboard playing its drum beat onto my 4-track. That was the metronome for the song. Then I recorded guitar and bass. It was my Kramer guitar through Brendan Dooley's Line 6 Flextone amp. The bass was probably Matt Pius's Mike Dirnt bass. It might have been played through our friend Gordon's Line 6 bass amp, which sounded really cool actually. I added the drums later and the drums sucked. It's garbage metal, like Toxic Swat, and also Death Wood.
We'll be right back.
Our last song today is from my 2006 album, The Inside Voices. It's track 13, so it's near the bottom of the descent to the bottom of my inner self. The track is called Expendable Things. The vocals are kind of mumbly, singing about being worthless. There's a line that goes, "If I drown, I'll probably live like I kind of always did." Pretty poetic, I think. I also like the long, spacey outro. I think it really holds up. Let's hear it. Super Famicom by Need Us Not and Unknown Light. Us Guide 2. This is Expendable Things. Thanks for listening. Next episode is the last one for Season 2. It's going to have songs from In Spades. P.S. If the answer is no, then try to forget I ever asked. The Bottom. Everyone Else in My Band is Romantic. And The Wandering Florette, Part 5. Thanks.